Welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast, conducted in cooperation with Marketing Props. I'm your host, Paul Dunay, and today I'm speaking with Joe Polizzi from Junta 42, who recently released the Junta 42 ranking of the top 42 content marketing sites, of which Buzz Marketing for Technology was ranked number 5. So first off, let me thank you again, Joe, and welcome you to this podcast.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
No problem. So today I want to explore this emerging class of content marketers. And so maybe you can start us up with, you know, your definition on content marketing.
Well, basically, content marketing, which is also referred to as custom publishing or branded content, is really being the media, not surrounding media with your message. It's delivering relevant and valuable information to your target customers. So, if, for example, instead of buying run a space ads on a design engineering website, you create a content portal dedicated to design engineering best practices. Or instead of buying a print advertising campaign, you target your customers with a custom magazine or a newsletter filled with high quality content that addresses your customers' pain points. So it's basically the ultimate in customer communications and really what we believe as the cornerstone of today's marketing and marketing into the future.
Mm, great point, because you know you need to give them relevant, constant content on that particular type of topic rather than just a plain flat ad or spray and pray type of marketing technique.
Absolutely.
So Joe, do you think content marketing now is going to be more important in light of social media? I mean, I think naturally you would.
Well, it's a good question. I think, you know, social media marketing or any of the terms such as buzz or viral or word of mouth, you know, isn't possible without some person or business first creating compelling content. And frankly, creating the content is the hard part. Social media success, I think, is predicated on the value of the content that you wish to start or add to the customer conversation. So, you know, social media today means there are far more ways for us to get great content directly and have that conversation. So lots of opportunity in social media if you have a solid content strategy. I'd probably say, to go on with that, it's worth noting that content marketing was traditionally that old form of custom publishing, or known as custom publishing, has barely scratched the surface when it comes to social media. You know, custom publishing has been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years, and until quite recently was designated to just customer magazines. I would say the majority of brands out there, as well as traditional custom publishers that produce their content, aren't even on the social media scene or even aware that it's out there. So that said, there's a whole lot of growth yet to come with the majority who haven't seen this revolution take place, even though they're living in it right now.
Mm, and blogging has changed all that, right? I mean, you've given the Gutenberg press to every individual on their desktop.
The thing I love about blogging is the fact that it just cut out the distributor altogether. I think that even though it was going on, people finally realized, oh my gosh, I can really communicate directly with my customers. But you've also learned that you can't just do it. You have to really have an important and compelling message. So that's why I love blogging.
Definitely. Now, the costs of content, I feel, in social media kind of far outweigh the tool, right? To start a blog is nothing. Right, it's the cost of maintaining or creating that kind of content. Is that your view as well? And what guidance do you have for the audience down that path?
Well, I guess it's funny you say cost. I guess there's a couple ways to look at costs. And first, you have I think to your point, the actual development costs of the content take more time, money, research, and resources to produce than just the distribution. I mean, just look at how long it takes to do one blog post. It takes a good blog post takes some thinking. I'm not just talking about linking over. So, and then there's also the cost of producing poor content and then distributing it. So it can be very costly to the brand, especially when you're talking about a business doing blogging or a business getting involved in social media. I mean, some people say that about Bud TV, if you've checked out that site, that they
sure
do a poor job of that. So I would say that producing your own content is a true investment in the brand. So your own content can be repurposed, leveraged, and integrated in ways that traditional media just can't do. So like direct mail and then email and now social networks, blogging, viral video, as new platforms have pretty much enabled us to speak directly with our customers and start that conversation with them without that distributor getting in the middle.
Now, you have your own blog, the Junta 42 blog. Is that a sample of what people should be doing with their content?
I think, I try to expose some really good case studies out there of what companies are doing in the form of great content. I also try to expose people that are doing a really poor job of it as well, because I think you learn as much from the bad content marketing as you do from the good. But I think the blog really goes along with the Junta42.com site, and that came from the belief that businesses can be their own publishers. You know, technology has opened up virtually all these distribution mechanisms. They've lowered the barrier to entry, and in some ways have taken us back in time when peer reviews and intimate conversations with customers are all we had. Now they're all we really want. And we can get those relationships by meeting the informational needs of our customers through great content in all of its forms.
Mm, okay. So what best practices have you seen that our listeners can benefit from?
Sure. I think what we've been seeing is our brands that formerly just produced a custom magazine or newsletter are really beginning to create communication initiatives that meet the customers where they are, dependent on, of course, the brand's marketing objectives. So if 5 years ago they had only one content product, now I would say they have dozens, all serving specific marketing objectives and many times integrated with their traditional marketing activities. So they moved from just a print magazine to digital magazines, to e-newsletters, to e-books, to white papers, to podcasts, and video series, and maybe the most important of all of them right now, and then I would say the flavor of the month, is the content microsite, where a brand will focus on a very specific industry issue and start churning out tons of expert information on the subject and even rival some of their media counterparts and integrating them with video, RSS, e-newsletters, et cetera. So I would say for the listeners, some examples on the B2B side would be something like Symantec's security focus portal or SAP's info or on the consumer side, if you've checked out Homemade Simple from Procter & Gamble, which at last count had almost 1 million opt-in users of the site. So I guess I would say for best practices, it's pretty simple. Find out what the informational needs of your audience are, create great content to meet those needs, and then choose platforms that your audience will use to really engage in the information. And the ultimate, the big goal in the end is to change behavior and maintain behavior in some way.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask you to bottom line this for our audience today. Do you have anything you would add on for the ones who are just beginning down this path?
Bottom line, you know, that there are so many things that marketers can do, but I guess here's the takeaway.
Okay.
When I talk to a marketing professional, I just want them to get out of the mindset that they need to work through a distributor or a media channel to get their message out. I want them to believe that they can communicate directly with their customers and engage with them by creating great quality content that is meaningful and relevant. If more brands did this, we'd frankly have a much better world instead of being inundated with irrelevant interruption marketing all day long. So, but this is great news. I think the stars have all aligned for brands to truly be the content experts, which ultimately they can use to change customer behavior. So, and this will start happening with such force that many people may start turning to businesses actually to get their industry information. And I think we're starting to see that right now from your point about blogging. I think that absolutely some people rely on information on a daily basis from the blogs that they cover. So I would say that if you're a marketer, go back, talk to your customers, get your customers' research done, figure out everything you can find out about your customers' informational needs. From that, develop a content strategy around those needs, and then fulfill those needs through content. It's much easier said than done, but it's definitely possible and I think needed in any organization with the willingness and the mindset to make their customers more intelligent.
Nice. Sage advice coming from Joe. All right. Well, thanks for joining me today, Joe. I really appreciate your time. And for our listeners, now it's your turn. You know, let us know what you're doing about content marketing when it comes to your company. Joe and I would be glad to keep this conversation going with you online on the blog in which you received this podcast. We'll be back again next week with another Profcast. And thank you all for listening.